You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Speaking about amazing, I have an amazing person with me. A lot of people that are in the yoga community in this area, I'm sure know her, so I don't have to give too much of an introduction, but formerly was the director, is that right? Director of yoga at Lifetime? Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, I was like a yoga manager. Let's
there you
just
go.
Say that.
You were a yoga. I wanted to say director. Director sounds so much more official
sounds
than
fancy,
manager.
Yeah.
She runs Shima Flow Yoga, Jody Shimaburkaro. Did I do good?
Good.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the premiere episode of Breathe and Bounce, Jody. I am so excited that you are here with us today. And I know you're fighting off a sinus infection, but you know what? I don't think there's anything that can keep you down, because here you are with me on the first episode of this wonderful show that I'm doing. And it is such an honor and a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I know yoga is your life practically, and I really wanted to talk to you about what got you so enmeshed into doing this. And there's a few other questions I have. I want to start with the beginning. What got Jody into yoga?
Well, you know what? I think at first it was just curiosity. It was just the smallest little buzz going around where we live in McHenry County. And, 20 plus years ago, gosh, I don't know if you remember what it was like there, but it was nothing.
It was nothing.
No, it was really nothing. So, yoga had already emerged in California. It was pretty big out there. And so I just kind of heard about it. So it was curiosity. And, I took a class and I wasn't super impressed until I went to California and took a class there with my sister. And my life changed after that amazing class because, well, and anybody who's taken yoga, when you get the yoga bug, it's like you're addicted. And
oh,
you
absolutely.
It makes you just feel so good.
Why do you think that is? What is your theory why yoga is so addicting?
Well, I think, because you've got the physical, the mental, and all the emotional together. It's working together to not just, make you stronger in your body, but stronger in your mind and, being able to handle certain situations with ease and with grace and just, to feel less anxious and more calm and more in control.
Tell me a situation in your life that was a little tough that yoga helped you get through.
Oh, my God. Two divorces?
Huh?
Two divorces?
Two.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Two divorces. I don't know if many people do know that. But especially the second one was terrible. So I just pretend that never even happened.
So basically, what exactly did you feel like you had to do in order to overcome these divorces when it came to getting on the mat and just getting it done? What exactly was your process? What were you thinking?
I think it was just, to be able to come to your breath and notice how powerful the breath is, in any situation. It can really change the whole dynamic of what you're feeling as far as, your focus, taking your mind away from the negative stuff and bringing it to a present positive state of moving your body and connecting and accepting, and just that learning process. And I think not only practicing, but also teaching was very healing for me too, because I could take my mind away from my issues and connect deeper with other people, knowing that other people were going through the same thing, maybe not a divorce, but same type of feelings and hardships and challenges that I was.
So, because everything, obviously, it's a struggle, going through a divorce, it's a huge life change, and people obviously go through life changes that could be greater or worse than, what you went through, or it could be lighter, but a challenge is a challenge at the end of the day. A challenge is something that someone is trying to overcome, and, I guess the wall is as big as we make it in our mind. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Spot on.
And that's part of my problem is I have been like a master of building, Rapunzel windows my life, just building walls. And I think it's hard. And I think, with yoga, it's easier to tear down those walls. And it's, like you said, it's about being in the present. What to you do you feel is the hardest? What's the hardest part about staying present for people?
I think, you know, especially like now in this day and age, like just all the distractions that we have, our cell phones and just, I mean, everything buzzing about, there's just so much going on that draws our attention elsewhere that it helps. It's hard to just, you know, to keep that focus. I feel like it's a lot harder now.
Right. So you, unfortunately, you're no longer living here in McHenry County. You're out in beautiful Puerto Rico. It's always fun to see your pictures of all your sunsets and ocean views while we're all sitting here. I got this beautiful view of a forest with a whole bunch of cars going back and forth. It looks a little cloudy, not as sunny, kind of humid too. But, you know, you made that move out there. And I have to ask this because it's something that my wife and I talk about, is leaving the situation you're in right now. Do you feel that your life has become more abundant leaving an area that you've been in 20 plus years? Or do you think that's just your problem comes with you no matter where you go? What is your take on that?
I think, if you're running away from a problem, then I think it's going to follow you wherever you go. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
For Christian and I, when we made this decision to move, we weren't leaving because we were unhappy where we were. We left because there was an opportunity that had to be taken. And if we didn't, we knew that we would have regretted it. And we also went in knowing that, okay, well, if we aren't successful, we can always go back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we kind of took that ego part out of it, knowing that we'll go back and everybody will be fine. And nobody's going to be like, oh, you failed, you know? So I think that, I guess it just depends on like what your reason is to make a move.
You know, ego gets people in trouble all the time. I swear to God. You know, I was talking about that earlier in the show. I talked about myself. I woke up and I said, I'm going to start this business, and I just did it. And I think people start thinking about, what if I fail? What's mm-hmm. going to happen if I fail? And the question is, what is going to happen if you fail?
Right.
It's kind of like that in yoga. You'll try to hit that twisted half moon and you'll probably fall right on your butt because you can't hold it. And what happened?
Right. And the best thing is that if you always remember this phrase, and I, you know, my yoga teacher, Johnny Kess, always says it, just begin again. That's all you have to do. Begin again. You know, it makes you stronger when you fail.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think it's just a lesson. Right?
Yes.
It's a lesson that you learn. So you are one other thing before I get into the YouTube thing, I wanted to talk about, because we talked about this recently, your love of cooking. And, you know, you're a vegan, you're plant-based. Yeah, you actually inspired me to become plant-based because, I don't know, one time I saw you just wearing the shirt and it started getting my wheels turning, but it was just a lot about listening you talk about your cooking. How did you find this love of cooking that you have?
Well, I found my love for cooking when my daughter was one. She's now 24. I was a stay-at-home mom. And honestly, I was kind of bored. You know, I mean, it's hard work taking care of a toddler, but you do have downtime, right, when they take naps and so on and so forth. And I was new to the area where I live, so I didn't really have a lot of friends out there. So mm-hmm. I turned on a cooking show, and I just started learning how to cook. And I made I can't remember what I made, but I made some dish and it turned out amazing and it tasted so good. And I was like, wow, this is super cool. So that's when my love of cooking started. That was before I even went vegetarian. And then it just grew from there. And then I think taking, so many foods away and now discovering how can I make vegan food taste good is exciting.
Yeah. What led you to how long have you been vegan for now?
I've probably been vegan about 8 years and vegetarian probably like, 15, 20 years.
What was it, just suffering of animals that led you to that decision, or was there something else?
At first it was curiosity. Again, just like with yoga, I was curious to see if I went vegetarian, what how would I feel? How would that change my body? You know, what would happen? And then when I, and then it started turning more ethical, right, towards the mm-hmm. animals. And when I finally gave up dairy at the end, it was full force. And now it's just, that's all it's about. Wow. Just, it's about the animals.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I'm vegan now 2 years. I was a vegetarian for almost 30 because my wife actually, I was eating McDonald's. I was maybe 18 or 19. I was eating McDonald's and my wife's like, do you know what's in there? And just started telling me all these horror stories. And I didn't know because my family never raised me on any of that. My family never would tell us. You know, the thing about people, I'm a lot of people, it's easier just to not know and just continue what you're doing. But then when you know it, then it's not easy anymore. Then you got to start making decisions. You got to start yeah. saying, am I going to continue subscribing to this violent way of living? Mm-hmm. And when my wife told me all that, I remember I didn't even discuss it with her. It's kind of like I said earlier, I just did it. We were at some kind of family party, and I just said, oh, yeah, and I went vegetarian. I didn't even discuss it with my wife. My wife's like, what? What the hell's wrong with you? And I just made the decision, and that was like, you know, 26, 27 years ago. And then I just became vegan recently, 2 years ago, and I've just been doing it. I've been learning. I learned a lot of cooking from you, which is going to bring me to my next thing, because people can learn a lot from you. I've learned a lot from you. I'm sure there are people here that have learned a lot from you. You have your YouTube channel for Shima Flow, I know I'm going to guess a lot of this was born from COVID, or was it something else?
The YouTube channel?
Yes.
No, actually, that one I've been doing for quite a while, but I'm not like super consistent. I'm trying to get back in. Like, I haven't put out a video for like 3 weeks because I've been sick.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, life yeah. happens, you know, what are you going to do?
It's not like a full-time job. Like, for some people, it's their full-time job and they have people that can help them with filming and editing and doing it. This is just me all by myself. So it's, you know, I've had it for probably since 2017.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And just kind of on and off. And now I'm getting back into it and trying to be more consistent, but...
Yeah, you got a lot of great things on there. One of the videos you have that I really love, and I swear to this, I do it almost every day now. You had like a little short eight minute Ashtanga video where yeah. you just do a lot of stretching. It only is like 8 minutes. You roll out of bed, and you even say it in the video, just roll out of bed and get to work. But tell me about some of the videos that you think anyone that was just beginning yoga, because there's going to be people listening that, you know, all like, who's on this yoga stuff? What is something that will make it very easy? What is a video that you think, or some kind of practice, if someone's just getting in, where they should start?
Do you mean one of my videos, or what do you mean? Just like
I would say, we'll say one of yours, since you're here and since you're like the focus of what we're talking about right now. But yeah, like maybe you might have a video out there where someone could watch it and say, this is a good intro to yoga.
Sure. I've got a whole Yoga for Beginners series. I think there's 8 videos in the series that goes through. I think anything that just moves very slowly and has a lot of good explanation. Because, you know, when you're not in person, when you're doing a video, you don't have somebody coming over to you and helping you adjust your body or, you know, tweak something here or there. So I think you just need a really good effective cueing when you are taking a video. So if you, I mean, you can get a video. And, you know, some teachers are really good at cueing. Some teachers are not so good at cueing. You know, they just belt out a pose name and you have to know
what do you mean? What do you mean by cueing? What exactly is cueing?
Yeah, I mean, like cueing your body on how to get into the shape of
okay.
the posture.
Okay.
By literally saying, you know, place this foot here, this foot there, reach this way, you know, just all the cueing to the body. So I think finding, if you're a beginner and you're doing it on, and you're learning on a video, you need to find a video where the cueing is really spot on.
When I started yoga, one of the biggest challenges for me was breathing with the movement, the whole mm-hmm. philosophy of one breath, one movement.
Mm-hmm.
What's more important in yoga, finding the breath first or getting the pose first?
I think it's whatever works best for you. I find that people have a hard time with the breath initially also at first. So I would say, obviously, do what's best for you. But if you're hung up on the breath, go to the postures first, because you will breathe naturally. Once you get the postures, then you can start incorporating some of the breathing techniques into it.
Well, that sounds good. Okay, yeah. So once again, that's on YouTube. It's youtube.com. Where can we find you on YouTube? Just Shima Flow, correct?
Flow Yoga.
Shima Flow Yoga. And Jody has tons of videos. And now she has this beautiful backdrop on all her videos of Puerto Rico. You get the ocean. Maybe sometimes you might catch a seagull flying once in a while. You never know. Jody, I really am appreciative and grateful for the time that you've given us today, especially because you're fighting the sickness that you've been fighting. Hopefully you beat it soon. You've beat a lot. Two divorces. Jesus, I didn't even know that. Wow, you're like a warrior. You know, nothing will stop you, and that's the thing. You know, I really believe yoga makes warriors of all of us, honestly, because like you said, it's the whole mental, physical, and emotional cons. The whole, you know, it's like the triple threat. You get all three, and you just become stronger in all three areas of your life, and it is just so important. So yeah, we're gonna keep talking about yoga on the show a lot. So you know, if you like yoga, you're at the right place. If you don't, we'll keep listening, because maybe you will after listening in a few weeks. So
All right,
well, Jody, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Shima Flow Yoga, and you know, if Jody comes back in town, you never know, you might be able to catch a practice with her. You never know. All right, Jody, thanks so much for the time. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
All right, take care.